It's lunchtime, and a couple of workers are sitting at some outside benches enjoying their meals in an Oxnard industrial park. The complex near Rose Avenue and East Channel Islands Boulevard is filled with giant gray warehouse-style buildings, which mostly look alike. But one of these buildings shocks everyone who steps through its doors. It's Disneyland for hardcore auto lovers and home to some of the most prized vehicles in the world.
The Mullen Museum is the private collection of Peter Mullen. A self-made man, grew up selling life insurance, and he's got this passion for Art Deco and French art. Everything we have is all French. What we have is one of the best collections in the world. I mean, we're always named one of the top 10 automotive museums in the world. Very few people here in Oxnard or even in Ventura County know about it. I mean, I take people on tours here from France and from all over the world. You know, I had the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia here on a tour, and, you know, my next door neighbors have never been here. So it's really kind of a secret.
Rick Ebers is with the Mullen Automotive Museum. Right now, it's not open to the public, but is hosting members of the auto media as well as some auto collectors. The occasion is the opening of a new exhibition, which the public will be able to see for the first time this weekend.
It's called L'Epoque des Carrossiers. That basically means the age or the epoch of the bodybuilder. And so rather than saying we're going to have a show about Hispana Suiza, or we're going to have a show about Wasson, we're going to have shows that really relates to who were the artists behind the construction of these cars. And this particular exhibit is really not so much focused on the individual cars, but the designers behind the cars, the artistic pieces. You have something where the canvas is just not a piece of canvas. It is three-dimensional.
The football field-sized building is filled with more than three dozen Art Deco-style vehicles, which look like they came right out of a 1920s or 30s movie. All look like they're brand new.
The gray and blue one there was best in show at Pebble Beach not too long ago. Bugatti in the back, that's considered the world's most expensive car in the world. It was just voted the very best car in the world. And over, you'll see there's a little eggplant-colored car, and that's a Tabo Agro. That was considered the best car in the world a couple years ago.
Ebers says the cars came from a period between World War I and II in the 1920s and 30s. The rich, well, make that the ultra-rich, went to a place in Paris to meet with designers who would build them a custom car from the tires to the roof.
If you wanted a car and you were wealthy, you would go to the Grand Salon d'Automobile, and you would shop around for chassis from a Hispana Suiza chassis, a Delahaye chassis, a Delage chassis, a Bugatti chassis. And then after you did that, you would shop around inside the Grand Salon, and you would look for a designer, Fagoni, a Van Voren, someone, Labernet, someone who would you would sit down with and design a body for that car.
Many of the cars have features decades ahead of their time. The style is amazing.
That's a 1939 Delahaye. This car, along with a Delage, were both built and designed to be taken to the 1939 World's Fair in New York to represent France. This car has a 12-cylinder supercharged engine in it, and the engine was not made in time, so they shipped the car over to New York, cut a hole in the fender and put like a fake engine in it. And when the engine did arrive, it was so beautiful, they just parked it right next to the car. There's only five of these cars, cabriolets, in the world.
Ebers says it's amazing that some people that live just 5 minutes away have never visited the museum, while they get other guests from around the world. It's not just a building filled with vintage vehicles, but has all the trappings of a world-class museum, complete with side exhibits on things like Art Deco furniture. Ebers loves the reactions of first-time visitors.
They go, oh my God, I never realized this here. And so that to me is really amazing.
The Mullen Museum isn't open on a daily basis. It does private tours, but they also have public days where you can visit by buying an advance ticket for a guided tour. The next two public days are Saturday, April 14th and Sunday, April 29th, with tours at 10 and 11:30 a.m. Ticket information is available at the museum's website, mullenautomotivemuseum.com. In Oxnard, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.